When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm your only host, Greg Miller. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming off our 24-hour live stream celebrating the launch of the new studio, The Spare Bedroom. What we did was, of course, tell everybody on Monday, hey, come in, catch your breath, plan for the week. We won't make any new content, which of course makes you at home go, oh no, there's no Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm going to take this cat and eat it. And I say, no, Alf. Don't eat the cat. We're going to give you a podcast. So this is actually very special. You see, of course, here, if you're an audio viewer, the brand new set I'm on, right? The spare bedroom, the giant video wall. We got Guy V over here. We got the Saboteur over there. They're skeletons we bought thanks to your support on Patreon, specifically Guy V and Saboteur's support on Patreon to scare Joey. You see these amazing couches. You see the new Kinda Funny Podcast set. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's October. We are in October right now, and we launched the spare bedroom. However, something we haven't really talked about is that when we were working on the spare bedroom, we really didn't have the kids over often. Kind of funny is the team really didn't come by. Of course, you had that one video where we all walked around and saw like the wall studs up, and we're like, this thing will launch in January, and boy, that didn't happen. But even after that, we rarely brought anybody by. So instead, what happened is in August, we got the studio to a place with the video wall working and all the different stuff happening and the table being built and the set pretty much being there, but not all the way being there. And we said, you know what? Everybody come by. Let's, you know, have a private day slash night at the spare bedroom. And so we brought everybody here in August. And of course, that turned into a lot of drinks and a lot of pizza and a lot of fun times. And at which point, of course, when you're, you know, our age and you do what we do, we said, you know what? I'm a little tipsy. Let's do a podcast. And so we had a round robin people coming and going, doing the podcast with us on the thing. And we saved it. And we said, you know what? We should show this one day. And we didn't know we would be taking a Monday off, but we did. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is your little time capsule. This is the actual first time any of the Kinda Funny team was at the thing together, assembled here in the Kinda Funny spare bedroom. So please enjoy this. But remember, of course, like there's, I think we have an old Kinda Funny podcast graphic behind it. We didn't have this yet. We didn't know what we were gonna do. This is what you're gonna see next week and from here on forward. So until the end of the show, when I come to outro it, let's go.
Here's what I'm gonna say to you right now, Andy. I don't know that you have what it takes to be corner guy. Okay. I don't know what you have to take. Me and Tim would hold down the quarters.
The whole time.
You've been the middle guy. Look how nice Blessing looks, middle guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing on his shoulders right now. He doesn't have to carry the brunt of any of this podcast.
No, okay.
You sit over on the side. You got to guard the side.
No, because it's an awkward angle because I always have to turn to talk to Tim because Tim's the only one with coherent thoughts on these podcasts.
Damn.
And the whole time. Wow. If I have to look over here and look at Nick, all I'm looking at is somebody who's not listening, who's preparing for the next joke.
What were you saying? Sorry, what's happening right now?
It's funny because I originally only wanted to be on the corner because we had the way the table was, I want to show off my shoes.
Oh.
It was the only way people could see what I was rocking. Now we have this desk.
I'm a shoe guy now.
You can't even see it. Nick's desk is too big.
Bears come with notes from control.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, yeah.
I am talking. What up? My breakfast this morning. What did I have for breakfast this morning? I went to Krispy. So I drove to Krispy Kreme.
You know, Kevin, you want me to disconnect it, reconnect it? Tell me more about Krispy Kreme.
I actually never had Krispy Kreme for breakfast, but I drove there just because
I had a craving. Once I got there, the Krispy Kreme that's next to the In-N-Out in Daly City,
nice.
It said that it's closed for remodeling.
Fuck.
And I was like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I ended up just going with my traditional Starbucks breakfast.
I had to deal with that yesterday because I went to In-N-Out to pick up In-N-Out for Phil Spencer.
Oh.
And so I had to deal with the construction, and then he never ate it.
Damn.
Kevin. Is he four?
I didn't know Phil Spencer had bad taste like that. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, he's very public about it, being on my side about this.
Oh, that's disgusting.
About it. We'll see what Herman Holson.
Oh, was that right? I'm assuming he was four.
Herman Holson had a taste.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it sounding good, Kevin? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sick.
You're just sounding a little weird for a little bit.
Is Barrett's jacket some kind of like a
What's your jet? What's the logo?
It's like Undertale or some shit.
Isn't it like the bird that goes like this on the GIF?
What's the bird? Is it
from like 2019?
Is it Dick Bird or whatever that fucking thing is?
That's what I thought it was too.
Oh, well, I know the band's music then. It's Wonder Years? Okay. My apologies. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
He's from Undertale. He's
Oh, yeah.
The goat.
Yeah,
like the goat.
That ghost would be crying.
It's everybody.
His tears, yeah, coming at you. What a game. We should make like 8 more of them. We'll call it something else. Make it chapters.
Thank you.
Oh, Kevin's calling us.
We're rolling?
We're rolling.
All right, great.
Cool. Hey.
Should I get out of here? I'm not usually on this podcast.
We're actually going to start rolling.
You can just be here.
We're about to
get. No, stay because I like the symmetry of the 5 people.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Kevin says 2 syllables.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Bring the mic up.
Can I bring the mic down?
No, it's perfect.
Can I get a special mic arm?
Bring it
down.
Okay.
He's already complaining about being
the side.
You
see the shock mic sitting off of
yeah,
the
close
side.
Yeah, close it for now. We might call people in.
Oh, we'll definitely. Yeah, once we get going, it'll be outrageous.
Cool.
Okay, well, it's not coming down.
This is a test.
Do you like this better?
Oh, that's as far as it goes, Bless. You bring your chair up.
What? Oh, you want me to talk? There I'm going to talk to you. What's up? Hey, I'm Tim. We're here. Kind of funny. Spare bedroom. The shock mic is still here.
I love
it.
Testing. Yeah, let's bring this down a lot on my end. Let's see
just
that.
Just double checking.
Is the shock mic still shock?
No, it does not shock.
We can make it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Kind of funny change. I miss the old studio.
There's no fucking PC bedroom. Now.
There's a PC now.
Talking. What about it? Can you talk into it a little bit?
Well, I don't want to get shocked.
No, it doesn't shock.
You're not gonna
get shocked. Does it sound okay?
Be a wuss.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
Look, she didn't even touch it. She didn't believe us. Lucy doesn't believe us.
She's been with me too long.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to get shocked. It's not gonna shock you. I don't believe you.
All right.
Hold on. Before we do it, Kev, can you start off?
Okay.
The podcast.
Well, we'll see how long it goes.
I'm not trying to be here for a full podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Let's start with this, and then as he says what's up, let's get to the normal stuff.
Cool. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special mini episode, maybe, of the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer / seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Top of the morning to you,
it's
Greg.
Been a long time since I was able to slap those beautiful delts.
That's a tricep,
fuck,
I think.
God, God, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's okay. Listen, it's good to see you. And I just want to say, again, we're sitting in different spots. Because, of course, right when we got on set, Andy had to change something.
That's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globetrotting, headshotting, rooting, tooting, Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez. Whose mic's got to go up?
It's a great morning.
Number 4 mic's got to go up. Who's the 4th? Bless? Bless, bring your mic up. You didn't even
bring
say
it up
yet.
Like, you mean height?
Yeah, I'm not even looking at it.
You mean height.
So, yeah, do the cranky crank and then pull it up.
Above average height over here.
You got to raise
up. Average height
top.
Above average guy.
For the record, somebody did say to Blessing earlier, that's as high as it goes. I remember hearing that.
I think we said it's as low as it goes. I brought my chair up.
Damn.
I brought my chair up so I could not be covered by my microphone.
Can I get the Shure microphone mounted
here? There it is.
Listen,
there it is.
Listen, I'm sorry.
You want to
if you're going to hold down
even
the left
higher?
Side.
Down now.
Oh,
what if you just turned it like that? No? That's
no,
good. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. What I appreciate
like
is Kevin, in his little glass enclosure, knows without Blessing talking that it's not in the proper position. Anyways, Andy, you decided you wanted to steal a corner. How's that feel?
It feels good. This little esquina over here, I feel like this is where I've belonged this whole time. I knew something was off for the 5 years. Of podcasting, like something never quite felt right.
Yeah,
and it wasn't this guy, but it was where you were.
Okay, so it wasn't me. It was just that I was in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it was you were in the wrong spot. But the whole time I'm looking at you, like something's fucking wrong with this guy.
Here I'm gonna ask you a very important question. You think you fucking got what it takes to hold down that left side?
Why are you making this a thing?
You think you got what it takes? Bro, you don't got what it takes.
I mean, for the record, Nick held down the left side for like 8 years.
Okay, but
and
like...
And now you're here in this Twitch jacket thinking you're all hot shit. You know what I mean? And now you think you're just going to take it.
But you're acting like...
This is like Manute Bol coming out wanting to throw for Tom Brady.
No, what I was going to say what I was gonna say is, why is Nick acting like can you play point guard? Like, I'm just saying.
I mean, Tim can talk about it. Tim's been on the right side for a long time.
The corner's important, man. It's like I'm with Nick. Like, it was a moment where there's a connection between us, because me and Nick got to make eye contact
all the time.
All the time. All the time. That was our whole thing.
Can
our
you
whole
handle
thing.
Tim eye contact? I don't think you
look
can.
With all the podcasts that I would watch, all I would see is Nick.
Okay. Shit, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. And you know why? Because that is me waiting for the energy to ping pong back over to me. I pop up like one
like
of those. Exactly, like a meerkat. And then I kick the energy back over to Tim, and it flows,
don't
right?
Don't give
it
him animal like a, suggestions to help out with this.
He definitely didn't mean that. He definitely meant whack-a-mole.
I meant whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, but I was already thinking meerkat, and I went that way.
I thought you, for a second, I was like, it could be lemur, but you went meerkat. I was like, that works. That's good. We'll say that.
On the other half of the table, of course, they are Forbes 30 under 30. One of them is the second best baby blues in San Francisco. The other is the OK Beast. It's Tim Geddes and Blessing Adeoye Jr.
I feel like Andy's so far away.
If
I was talking about Jock Shops. No, it's like it's that double-edged sword of like, it's dope that we have a table that is this big that can fit this many people comfortably, but also like, he's just so far away, you know. I feel like I got to shout to talk to Andy.
I would have to. That's at least like a couple sprints over there, I'd feel.
Yeah, it's like what, four feet? That's really tall. That's a really long distance.
I mean,
really long
I want the scale to be understood of this. I am a 6 foot tall man. Watch this.
Please lay on top of the table. Please break the table on the first thing we've ever recorded.
Just like.
That's a lot of steps.
That's a lot of steps. Yeah.
And that's a lot of steps for a 6 foot tall person. Blessing, that'd be even more for you.
The thing is, Bless is too lit right now to have a rebuttal for that.
It'd be a very average walk, I feel like, you know?
I'm just saying what I've heard.
A very average distance.
I've been following a lot of the Twitter trends lately and a lot of the conversations that have been happening.
It's a lot of bullshit, I'll tell you what, Bless.
It's a lot of bullshit. It's that thing, too, where I try not to engage too much because I'm trying to let it just dissipate and go away.
Sure.
But somehow it just keeps coming back. The fact that nobody's going to see this for what? A month
two
and a
months,
half?
2 months. Yeah,
2 months?
Yeah,
and it's going to come back to haunt me? Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
If you want to pivot, the one thing I wanted to say, of course, is that, you know, your watch is nice.
Oh, thank you.
Does Nick know you like nice watches? Nick likes nice watches.
Watches are a recent development for me. I want to say I started wearing watches early 2022. And I've been trying to find another one.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
It's been a couple days.
It's been a couple days.
I bought one and I found another one in the street.
Really enjoying this.
I've been trying to find a new watch. I bought one off of ASOS, and sadly it's like slightly too big for me.
Oh,
and it's one where you can't adjust like the tightness of it. So if any of you guys want to watch,
wait,
let me
know. Can get a different band, or is the face is too big?
No, the band is too loose.
Okay.
Do people just replace bands? I'm not a watch person, so I don't.
I mean, I wear an Apple Watch, and I know you can switch those bands out. That's got to be something that other.
You
can.
Like a gold watch.
You can take it to a watchmaker and get a new and strap. They just little spring bars and they take them out.
Bands make her dance.
Bands do make her dance.
Real quick, Andy, can you believe that there are watchmakers in 2022? Yeah. It's like you like blow out a shoe. I'm like, oh, go to a cobbler.
Yeah. They have blacksmiths.
I mean, you can take it to the watch store in the mall. They'll switch that out for you. I don't think you have to go to the guy that's like. You know, winding up with a mind.
Why does he sound like Fran?
Everything funny sounds like Fran.
Anything that is like unnecessarily specific in 2022 as a job, it's like, yeah, it has the Fran accent. Right?
Weirdly enough, though, that I wasn't trying to do Fran there. I was trying to do the penguin because he said monocle, and I thought monocle penguin. I'm like, wow. But then it came out Fran because apparently Fran is the penguin.
Getting inside that brain is scary.
This definitely is like I'm projecting a bit. So I'll speak only for myself, and you can tell me if it's weird. Does anyone else find it fucking weird that I just stopped talking to Fran? Like we were playing Avengers, we were playing Division. I was when Jen and I had Benjamin.
I guess I haven't thought of it.
We'd wake up for 4 a.m. feedings, and like I would show up in his Twitch chat because he'd be live, and I would talk there. But then it was just like, I have no fucking idea what's happened to Fran anymore.
He's
you
in prison.
I mean?
We tried inviting Fran to come here today because we haven't said this yet. I'm sure you're gonna get through it all. But this is our first time all together in the studio ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the date is August 19th. It is a Friday. This is the first time all of Kinda Funny, except Snowbike Mike, who didn't want to make a 7-hour drive for no reason, has been assembled in the new Kinda Funny Studios, aka the spare bedroom. Thank you, Barrett. Thank you, Timur Hussein. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, everybody.
They don't, Greg, it could be anyone back there. They can't see him. You could just thank anyone you want.
Thank you, Hulk Hogan.
Thank you to the thousands.
That was the bull.
Who would be unexpected? Hulk Hogan back there. And it's like, oh, is he a racist today? Or is he just normal Hulk Hogan? Nobody knows.
He's a racist today, trust me. We exchanged some words.
Man, there was a look when you came in.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan was not feeling it.
He was not impressed.
Listen here, brother.
Well, he said brother in like a different way.
It is August 19th. We are less than a month away from September 12th when we will announce, hey, everybody, the Kinda Funny Studios are going to be live soon. I still wish it was Kinda Funny Studio. I digress.
God, I hope I haven't fallen out of an airplane by then. Or like a
we'll get to that
crash,
we'll get to
that boat crash.
Are you on another airplane
out
soon?
Of an airplane.
Just, you know, what if the engine or something, I fall out, door open.
The classic Andy conundrum.
Andy,
go on out of an engine.
We're going to put a pin in that, all right? But the question I'll leave you with to think about, do you think that when something like that happens, you have to live through it, or God shows up and is like, hey, you just died, and you just get to do it? We'll get back to that in a second.
Okay.
Anyways, September 12th, we'll announce, hey, we're moving into the studio October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 14th, we'll do a big stream. Yada. We have no idea when we're going to post this. This is like a little time capsule. Is it going live on Patreon? Is it going live later? Nobody knows. So that's what's happening here. Anyways, back to Fran sucking.
Yeah, so it started off kind of funny. All the full-time crew, they're going to be here today. We need to make that happen, except for Mike, who you already explained. But we wish he could be here. We wanted everyone here. Then it was like, well, you know, Tim and Lucy, they're a family.
Woo!
They should come, too.
Oh, Lucy's not even here. Fuck her.
A lot of the girlfriends, the wives, it's like, all right, I'll come.
Benjamin was
here. Benjamin was here. Exactly. He was on the mic. It was
great. He walked around. Carl.
Weirdly enough, he was on Andy's mic. Didn't have to discuss it.
Andy, don't engage.
Andy.
Again, the God thing. Think about it. Back to you.
So, long story short, Fran, out of nowhere, hits Kevin up like, hey, something got delivered to your house. Can I go get it? Which, like, I didn't get the full story on, but, like, why the hell is that even a scenario? Doesn't matter. What does matter is then it turned into a let's get Fran at the studio right now. So we all texted him, and he responds to me, haha, dude, I'd love to see it, but I was just heading out, and then still got to prep dinner and all kinds of that
fun. What the fuck, Fran?
Get the fuck out,
Fran. Get the fuck out of here,
What are you going out?
What does your dinner prep consist of? Like, do you have to fucking hunt the animal down and bring it back and skin it?
I think a lot of times when you think of, like, an old Looney Tunes, you think of that guy who cooked the one bean. That's what they think of Fran.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know the one bean character.
I'm not seeing that episode. I missed that episode. Was that season 4 of Looney Tunes? I missed that one.
Here's what I'm tripping out about right now. Have you seen this much of yourself on camera in a long time?
Oh, no. Other than the little box.
Isn't that weird?
Like, well, I feel actually there's some freedom in the fact that it's way far back.
Yeah.
Because usually it is right up on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I just stood up.
Kevin's pointing at that camera? Okay, sorry. Now we're on. So I should listen to the lights now? Hey, everybody. I'm looking at the light. I'm looking at the thing, doing the thing. Kevin's doing stuff. Again, this is our first. Oh, now the light's green. Hey, everybody. It's me, Greg. How you doing? I guess you're on that camera. I still don't see it on that.
I love Barrett, like, running back and forth.
Barrett's doing his best.
Like a Mario Party minigame.
I appreciate it. Barrett's out there.
I stood up, and I walked around, and, guys, my belt was undone. So if you saw me walking kind of weird, it's because my belt was undone, because I sat out, and I was like, I haven't worn a belt.
In a while.
In 3 years.
We know.
I'm not wearing my shorts. I know. Exactly. So I was like.
Tim the Mullet Gettys. That's what we're calling him now.
Yeah.
It's still nice to be in the same room. I'm not over
that. Well, dude, even with that, it's like you were doing the whole Nitro Rifle intro that you fucking botched, and I just botched saying that. So it's a whole fucking.
Yeah, don't try to fucking turn on me, all right?
God damn it. But like.
Again, respect to Andy. I've given names to everybody. Andy's the first guy who ever came and was like, say this. And I was like, okay. And I fuck it up every week, and he's still committed.
But we can do it. We can lip sync it. I'm a big fan of lip syncing. You know, I try every day on Games Daily. It doesn't work out, but I do it anyways. Here we are. We got to do the whole thing and, like, say it together, and it worked out. Because I can look at your mouths. There's no Discord syncing.
Yeah,
there's
like, no
yeah, that's issues. The cool thing, yeah.
If I wanted to see and go, on a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
You're supposed to be the one that harmonizes. I have to do the normal thing. Jesus notes, and you do the harmonizing. Ready?
Can you just fucking go along with something once?
I missed my spot.
Honestly, yeah, you're kind of throwing off the whole thing.
It's just,
you know?
It's a whole energy thing. I don't know if I can deal with it.
I want you to know the best / worst part about this is that if you commit to this, Andy, if you want to go down this road, you have to live through this on another kind of funny podcast. Because if this is some kind of exclusive one-off thing, Nick's still going to have to bring it up. And if he doesn't bring it up, the chat will bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we could switch just here.
I mean, I warmed this part up now. and then the joke's dead, and I'm not ready for it to die yet.
That's exactly what
that's
it is.
The problem.
You don't care.
Nick just needs material.
I just can dunk on someone for a little bit. I have the righteousness on my side.
You just want something to shit on, because last week it was the shoes that I showed you and proudly was like, look at what I created on Nike ID. Aren't these the? And Nick goes, hmm. What the fuck do you mean? What do you mean,
like, I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, an epiphany, like God was telling me to do something, and I designed these shoes.
No, they're not.
It was so ugly.
That's a great segue. So if the plane exploded, do you think God would make you live through that? Because my whole thing is, if I'm already falling out and going to die, I'd like to think Jesus, God, Satan, whoever steps in is like, yo, bro, you don't have to go through this.
No.
Boop.
No, no shot. Like, no. I don't think the fear is for me dying. It's the whole lead up. What are you going to do? It's not like that you double jump or anything like that. You're just
that's what I'm saying. It seems like
the thought. Do you shit?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean,
100%. You shouldn't piss
out of fear.
If
like
you have to,
I think at that point you're passing out in the air.
Do you hear about these blue snowballs?
The microphones?
Am I dying?
it's day negative 60. Kevin can fuck with things.
Here's a blue snowballs or some shit like that. Sometimes frozen shit falls out of the airplane, and it rains frozen shit, and that can kill people.
That is a wives' tale.
No way,
that
for
is
real.
Not a real thing. The planes do not expel shit midair.
Sometimes they have an accident.
Kevin, I need to Google. I need to Google. Is that real or fake? Real or fake? Kevin, I need a Google totally on that. Thanks.
Sometimes
get
the plane's going out of the plane, like, ooh, sorry.
Like it bends down a little bit.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly. That's what I was thinking, Bear. Remember that when Dave Matthews Band, they were on a bus, and they expelled their shit into the Chicago River, but there was a tour going underneath, and those people got covered in shit. Kevin is saying that is an old wives' tale. That is an old wives' tale. That is not real.
No way.
You think about the liability of, like, all the airlines. All the planes are in the air right now. And occasionally, like, is now? I don't know. I don't think there's anything below us. Let's expel the shit. And this rock of shit falls out of the plane.
I always heard it was more of an accident. I didn't think it was ever purposeful. But recently, there was a man walking.
Somebody hits the button by accident to expel the shit out of the plane.
Maybe someone sneaks a peek somewhere, you know, finds a hole. But
hit the button, I just sent off all the cookies. Those biscottis are raining on people.
Oh, I love those cookies.
What I did hear recently, though, that a guy was walking and an actual piece of plane.
That happens.
A piece of metal fell near a guy, like, within like 10 feet of him.
I genuinely have that.
And he would have died. And now that's a new fear for me unlocked. Bless.
Have you seen Nope?
About fears unlocked. No.
So light spoilers for Nope. This is like beginning scene, right?
Just
like
tell me.
The movie opens up with shit raining from the sky. And like a literal key
not
comes
shit. The plane.
Not
like,
shit. No, things. Yeah. Raining from the sky. Theoretically from an airplane. And one of those things is a key. A key like lands on a person and basically kills them.
Oh. Not basically.
Kills them. Yeah.
And at that point, that
and I'm like that
bursts
could
them open. I wish Kevin was here for Science of Kev, but it
like,
can.
There's a.
Oh yeah, that would.
They just fucking.
There's a.
Kevin, a key falls from 90,000 feet in the air. The usual cruising altitude of a plane.
90,000 feet, the stratosphere.
That's gonna kill somebody, right, Kevin? That's gonna kill somebody.
Like
no,
oh,
Kevin shakes his head. No,
100%. Yeah,
from 90,000 feet.
Like Rabner.
For the record,
Kevin is coming in.
We gotta get God Mike working.
Rabner shit, right? Like Lupe Fiasco.
Get on the shock mic, Kevin.
Lupe Fiasco has a lyric where he says, "Pennies from heaven are the same as a semi from a second." Right.
So
damn.
It's like the same as a bullet.
I was saying there's a thing called terminal velocity, which means that like the surface area cancels out any more gravity pull. So it can only reach certain amount of speeds. It's actually mouse that like their bodies are light enough.
Cats
that,
and mouse.
Okay, and hawks. All right.
They can only die.
Wait, no, that didn't help me at all. So terminal velocity means the key can only get so fast. That wouldn't kill me.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Nope is a lie.
Can I cancel my mouth?
But do you know the terminal velocity of a key is what I'm saying?
What?
You're telling me that Jordan Peele is lying to me.
Well, I mean, that was different because it was coming like it
might
was,
no spoilers, no
maybe
spoilers.
It was, you know, sped up. Maybe. We don't know.
Okay.
We didn't look into the science of that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
The reason I had us all come in here after several White Claws to talk was to talk about the fact we're in the new studio for the first time and doing the first thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Spencer, of course, already did something. Mm-hmm. I assume you know that or the footage got lost. It doesn't matter. Blessing.
Greg.
We hired you in 2020.
You did.
We promised you all the riches in the world. We said, come hang out in San Francisco. It's great. You'll have a great time. We have a cool thing. We're opening a new studio. Then 3 years later, you're finally in one. What do you think of everything you've seen today?
It's all right. No, I'm kidding. It's dope as fuck. It's funny because I was in the original Kinda Funny studio for, what, 2.5 months?
Yeah.
And I got to experience it, right, for a short time. But, you know, I got to feel what it was like actually being in that studio. And right now, being in this studio, again, like, you know, talking about how big the desk is, talking about how, like, I don't know how much I can say or want to say, but, you know, in terms of the shit that, like, I'm looking at over there, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. At this point, you can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Theoretically, this is live, and we've said everything and shown everything.
We've said
everything.
Okay. Like,
or
this is posted accidentally.
Yeah, it gets posted accidentally next week.
It gets posted. Cool Greg posted on August 25th, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Basically, seeing the different things that we can do with this set in terms of, like, you know, different video wall setups, different, like, camera angles, different desk setups.
Races,
seeing,
like foot races.
Foot races, right? Because we have enough space in here to do that.
You don't even want to.
It's incredible, and, like, you know, I know going through the pandemic, you know, being at home for 2 years, like, it's hard to say that it was worth it, but I think to some extent it's worth it to be here. Like, this studio is incredible, and I'm very much looking forward to making content in here for the next however long.
Nick?
Real quick.
Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Just the workflow, we don't have it down 100%, so you got 7 minutes on the 4K recording. OBS can keep recording, though, so.
Oh, sure, don't worry about it.
What we found out more about the key?
Nick,
list of priorities.
Talk to me about the journey to get here. Of course, on whatever stream we're actually doing and doing stuff, we'll have that conversation. But right now, on August 19th, people are in the studio that you've lost all of your mental capabilities to build.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great. This is awesome. This is the day we all were looking forward to.
Where you're sitting.
I mean, it's like, I'll get used to it, I guess, if, you know. I mean, maybe one day he'll come in, your chair won't be here. You just have to stand for the rest of the podcast. We'll see what ghosts do. You never know. This place is haunted.
It's really awkward.
It only goes like this.
Yeah, are you ready to say goodbye to your standing desk? I mean, in terms of, like, podcasting, I know you still have a standing desk out there.
Ooh,
are you gonna stand? Are you gonna stand out there?
Here's the thing.
Do you want me to put, like, syringes in your chair so you can't sit down?
I mean, look, we have the world at our fingertips. The world is our oyster. I could podcast every once in a while from the streaming room, send Kevin my video feed, you project me onto the wall, life size. You all walk up to
wait,
me.
Wait, life size or, like, way size, bigger than life size?
Well, no, life size, like, you know, 6'3".
Yeah.
And I'm up there, and then, but I'm standing over there in the room next to, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Think about that.
But I'm thinking about it.
We could play a game of telephone.
We could.
And I guess.
Everything he's saying is right. I haven't paid attention.
You're waiting for the joke to come back.
That's good. And cool wind in my hair.
Andy, how do you feel here?
It feels great, man. It's really kind of overwhelming but awesome. And I think the streaming rooms might be, like, I wasn't expecting anything to be cooler with this, and nothing is, but the streaming room is really fucking cool as well. And I'm just stoked to kind of get in there and
stream.
Just learn our Valorant esports squad. And what I'm most excited about, Nick, is what I was showing Tam a little while ago, is, like, if we, you know, here I am, Nick, I planted the bomb. Where's the last person? Mm-hmm. I see the last person, fucking headshot. And we go, whoa, we won the round. And then we back up and we fist bump each other, like, sitting
the
people next to us. Yeah, it's really exciting.
I'm looking forward to when we shoot him to death in the Rainbow Six thing and then we hug.
Oh, God, he was so mad about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. It's the Boss Baby Barrett Courtney. Hello, Barrett.
Hello. I want it on record. We're here today. We're celebrating for the first time all together as a company, except for Mike.
God, he sucks.
And we're all outside in pizza, and I'm looking around. I'm wondering, oh, where's Andy? Where's he at? And I go into the streaming room. He's just there by himself downloading Valorant on his own on one of the computers.
Of course,
it's like, why are you doing this? Go celebrate. We're doing the whole thing. And he's just downloading
Valorant
just to play Valorant.
Aside from Andy?
I like Valorant.
You like
Nick?
Okay.
A lot.
I really do. I like that there's stakes to it. It feels like it's a nice balance there, and when you get to the final round, like, things matter. That's kind of my, I either like that or I like the Warzone experience where it's like just chaos constantly happening and you keep dropping back in.
I didn't know if it was a scenario where, like, Andy likes Valorant and we all like Andy, therefore we play Valorant.
No, you know what's funny is, like, it started that way, and then there's been two roads, you know, diverged. Mm-hmm. What was the Robert Frost poem in the woods?
Yeah, if you see it's footprints in the sand.
It's two footprints in the sand.
Jesus is carrying you.
Jesus.
And hey, Joe, away!
Thanks, Joe.
On a doctor's
Joe.
Hallway.
Joe.
Joe.
Blackbean said, hey, covering me and Andy the CZ but you don't have a cup, so that's kind of fucked up.
I don't have a cup.
I guess I'll have to leave his chair to get one.
Come back. Can you stand back there? Like, look, Barrett, can you? Yeah, look how far we can even turn on the fucking scene that Joey's still in the shot. Like, this is insane.
Incredible. Thank
you. Thanks, Joey.
Cool wind in my hair. No, I'm good, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
He's got this cool windbreaker. That's all he needs.
I was going to say before Joey rightfully interrupted me, I like Valorant.
With the thing you requested?
I said rightfully. I didn't say
you also said interrupt.
It was an interrupt.
Yeah, we're talking about important shit. Continue about Valorant.
Kind of a pain. Right?
What I was going to say is, like so many things, it's kind of funny. There is always two different opinions on something. I love Valorant. Snowbike Mike, on the other hand, guts through it because he loves Andy so much. But when the second the stream's over, yeah, he cannot stop talking shit about how much he hates that game.
Yeah.
Hates it.
Because I'm on the mic side where, you know, I'll play Valorant if Andy hits me up and is like, yo, let's play some Valorant. Outside of that, I'm like, I just can't do it, man.
That game kicks
my ass.
Yeah, it's tough.
What I don't like about the narrative we're establishing at this table was, do we like Valorant or do we like Andy enough to play Valorant?
I think what
and
we've...
So when I've asked everyone at this table to play Avengers...
Huh.
And the call hasn't been answered. I feel like, you know, that might be on top of the game not being your JB, even though now Bucky Barnes is coming. We are getting the cloning lab and mega threat level. Don't worry about it. All right, we're fucking back. This will be interesting in 2 months out of the place.
We're back. Is that what you're saying? We're back in business, baby.
I think what we've established, though, and I think the thing that's really important, I think the most important thing, real talk, is that we are keeping the tradition alive here at Kinda Funny, that whoever's not in the studio, we talk shit about.
Mike.
And the only person missing is Mike.
God.
So Snowbike Mike, we love you. Get your ass down here.
Yeah, yeah. It may be well. Tim, how you feeling?
I'm feeling so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm very tired because we've been working hard. There's been a lot going on, but mainly because last night was the first time in a long time I had that, like, night before Christmas feeling where I was just like, holy shit, everyone's actually going to be here tomorrow. They're going to fucking see it. I slept well, but then I woke up and I was just like on. You know what I mean? It was like that weird thing where I feel like I didn't get I slept, but I didn't get rest.
The morning before a flight.
Yeah, it's like it's that weird thing of just pure excitement, you know? And like, oh, it just totally paid off. I keep saying this and I'm going to continue to say it because it's the most accurate feeling that I've had in my adult life. But I feel like when I was a little kid and I would try on new shoes and show my mom how fast I could run in them.
Sure.
Like, that's what the studio feels like. I feel like I've never talked this fast and this much in my life. Of like, and then there's this, and then there's this, and like, we're gonna do this, and we have this idea. It's like, I love it. And like, we're here, we're sitting here. This is weird because it's like, we're so far that it's actually kind of hard to hear you guys. It's like, we're gonna have to get used to like throwing our voices and feeling this out. Like,
I could project.
We'll spend 1 minute on the 4K record at this point.
Well, the OBS is coming up, right? We have OBS, though.
Yeah,
right?
OBS soaring.
Yeah.
I thought we had, you said we have 7 minutes left on 4K. I thought you meant like we could only record for 7 minutes. And then I was like,
yeah, I heard this.
Still feels like it was a long time ago, right?
Hold on. Kev.
Breaking news. Need your attention. Breaking news, Kev.
If we only have a couple minutes of 4K, there's one thing I want to do before we leave that, okay?
This is it.
Greg. Thank you.
It's been a while.
The camera cannot produce.
Why did I look into it?
We've been working so hard in the studio. We've done so many different things, but there's been one thing that Kevin has had on. We're over. No more 4K. Damn. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep going with the bit. Let's just pretend OBS people watching all this shit. Pretend it's 4K.
I mean, you're watching this on your fucking phone.
Whatever
or
it
on
is.
MP3. You don't.
Whatever
fucking,
it
you,
is.
You just
sitting there
cranking it.
You're
fucking
sitting there
watch
eating
the video.
Cottage cheese and drinking Dr. Pepper, you fucking loser.
you just microwave Parmesan cheese.
So we've been in this room, which like is for the first time in Kinda Funny history. There's air conditioning. So like, we can make this thing an igloo if we want, which is what it is right now, and I kind of love it. It's so fucking cold.
I feel great. I'm so fat.
But we've been in here. It's been me. It's been Nick. It's been Kev. It's been a whole bunch of different people coming out to help, and we've been testing.
Hulk Hogan's real busy.
No Hogan.
Hulk, how's it going?
God.
But you too.
Testing things out. The one thing that Kevin has had on loop for the last like 3 months since we've had this wall set up. Kev, you ready
Don't
for
do
this?
It. Oh, this is gets us claimed. This, you know.
Gets claimed from what? From the Patreon exclusive? Like I don't even know. But we've had the Top Gun Maverick 4K trailer just playing behind us.
You gotta zoom out.
Yeah, let's get show Hell some yeah. of the freaking scope to this thing. All right.
What a movie, man.
What a
motion picture, you know?
I'm so sad I didn't see it in 40X.
Oh, anytime. Yeah, as of recording.
It was, of course, Tamora from Giant Bomb who said you guys need to play Spider-Man Ultra Wide out here.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be car sick, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Kev, we could actually show some footage of that, right? Go on YouTube, look up Spider-Man Ultra Remastered Ultra Wide.
Oh, baby.
Kev, also go on.
I love that we're throwing shit at Kev, and he just looked at me and went, we have a nice control room window over there so I can see Kev, and he just looked at me and went like this.
poor Kevin.
What is this
Kevin,
one?
This is the same content. The same kind of funny content. Nothing's changed.
If you thought something would change with the garbage truck on fire, you were dead wrong. You were dead wrong. Now it's on the video floor. I love it.
This is the best.
This is the best.
This is the fact that I didn't expect this movie to be a masterpiece when I walked in. And you walk out, and it's like, wow, that was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Exactly, dude.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 corner guy. Whoa, corner guy.
You look really short. Optical illusion.
Oh, man. Tom Cruise is just like 9'6". Everybody knows this.
Corner guy pushing
Tom Cruise very well known for being tall.
I mean, can you think back with all the podcasts you've done, because I know you have a photographic memory,
sorry,
right?
I'm thinking.
Can you ever imagine, can you ever remember a time where... I'm not going to name any names, but the prior corner guy ever kicked the fucking desk.
Do you remember? God,
no. No, okay. I remember running my knee into the desk a lot.
A lot.
I never remember the corner guy ever screwing anything up.
Yeah, I know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, times.
Such a mistake.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. What does that mean? Does it mean anything?
Times are changing.
Wowee.
Here you go. Wowee. The beginning of Spider-Man.
Great power.
Holy crap. That's
went up the res or what? Oh, there it is. It kicked in. Holy shit.
This is crazy.
What the fuck?
Wow. That is incredible.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what is the resolution? Or are we not
so
saying?
It's the resolution.
Are
is,
we not saying?
No, it is like it's correctly 4K.
Fuck this.
Horizontal.
Looks
so it's 4,000.
But it's half of the vertical, essentially.
Oh, right, because it's like panoramic.
Like, yeah.
That's cool. We can play this.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the personal computer PC. Thank you for.
Oh, and also provided by PlayStation.
Thank you, PlayStation.
They didn't provide the video we're watching on YouTube.
That's a good call.
look, here's the thing. I don't want to take a lot of credit for the direction this company has gone.
Yeah.
But I will say that the company has, we've projected upwards. Since I started playing PC games, I think there's a direct correlation we can look at. We talk about all the sponsorships we're bringing in.
It's a big reason we hit 300K.
Are you trying to raise right now? You're trying to like request.
Was that?
Don't jinx that.
Still not at 300K.
Still not. Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Very close.
I mean, it's like we've been on an upward trend at least. Stagnant for years.
We get close, but what's then.
That? What's that you say, Hulk?
But then we
plateau.
What's that other thing you say? Oh, Hulk, you can say that.
I love that he thinks mine. Hulk Hogan says it plateau.
It's your algorithm, brother.
You gotta do more YouTube shorts, brother. Listen, brother, I don't like these thumbnails. Why are you putting faces and everything?
Oh, damn, that looks amazing.
That looks really, really, really damn cool. Good.
Welcome to the stage, Tamor. Tamor, come out here. Come join us. Let's see if you can actually...
I'm going to cycle out.
Okay, let's see if you can hold down this side of the thing. You know what I mean? Now, Tamori, you work for Giant Bomb. You work for GameSpot.
I do.
Is our studio better than yours?
100%.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
I ain't going
to Tamori, everybody. That's a wrap on Tamori. Tamori, how you been?
I'm good. I will say it's been a privilege and an honor to be one of the first people to watch a live kind of funny podcast happening from the new studio. And I think the thing that I realized while watching it is, for the longest time, you had your old studio, and there was a magic to that.
Sure.
And I remember a lot of people falling in love with the team watching in that scenario, and it becoming kind of funny. And then we had the pandemic, and everyone went behind Zoom screens and that kind of stuff. And you guys managed to make that work and take it through there. And you managed to, it took a little while, obviously, but... You've figured out a way of taking that magic from that small studio into a virtual place. And now seeing you guys do it in person again for the first time, It's been mind-blowing watching you guys come together and like have this dynamic between yourself, and it was like a moment where I realized this is why these guys are successful, and it's like this is why you've been able to get to this point now. And it's been exciting as someone who was a fan for a really long time to see this happen and go like, oh shit, this is a new start for Kinda Funny.
Sure.
So I'm sure people are going to be watching this and thinking, holy shit, it feels like Kinda Funny again, but like this is a new kind of funny, I think. And I'm excited to see where you guys go from it and whatever small piece I can help play in this. Like, incredible. Like, watching that podcast genuinely, like, me, Roger, and Lucy, and people have been cycling in and out and, like, just laughing hysterically. Hulk over there. Okay. These jokes aren't hitting,
brother.
For the
record, I do appreciate that Barrett is just does not know what Hulk Hogan sounds like. Hulk, the Sopranos character.
Yeah. But, like, the long short of it is, like, you guys probably can't feel it because you're on stage performing right now, but from the other side, there's a special kind of magic right now happening here.
Thank you. It's
been exciting to see it happen on this stage. You guys are going to do amazing things.
Well, you're part of the esports team now.
Hell yeah, let's go.
There it is.
Jumping in Valorant with us?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm with Andy on the Valorant train.
That's fun. I mean, I like Tamora, so if Tamora's playing Valorant, I'll play Valorant, I guess.
Hey, I'm playing Avengers too, so.
Yeah, part of the Avengers tech thread. He knows what's up.
You excited about Bucky?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. New movement.
He's on the thread. Yeah.
You said new movement.
New movement abilities for him. Yeah.
He's not gonna be a Captain America clone.
No. He's.
Wow.
Well, they said that
the
he's.
First time ever.
I believe they say that like you'll.
Fuck does that mean?
They say that I believe that he has shades of Captain America because obviously they work together and like also
they're
like
friends.
Black Widow and stuff, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he'll have his own moveset.
Okay. That's pretty
Tamora,
cool.
Obviously, you're a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. You do a whole bunch of stuff for us all the time. Thank you very much for that. But you've been a fan for a long time, too. And so there's going to be a lot of transitions between, you know, I think where we left off in the old studio and where we are in the new studio. And I think one of the elephants in the room is the fact that I don't appreciate how much better Blessing looks. You know what I mean? Like, I've complimented him many a time on his haircut.
Yeah.
And he looks great there and stuff. But even right now, the style that he's brought to this table, I don't appreciate. Because it does mean I'm going to have to wear shirts and ties again.
There is a level of swagger, which is kind of like unevenly concentrated here. Like, it starts on that side, and then, like, it spikes
here.
Well,
I mean, it starts where, like, zero, and goes up.
I don't know. Like, Ben was here earlier, and he was, like, very taken
Ben looked really stylish.
Yeah,
he was
great.
Poncho went through some dye factory, all right?
Wow. Jesus. You see what you got to take when you sit on the left.
you can't fucking deal with this, you coward.
Know, Andy, this will all change once you get those sneakers, those custom sneakers. Once you pop them on, it's all going to be different. The spike is going to be on that side.
Well,
trust me, bro.
If I can put a timeout real quick, are they those Jimmy Fallon sneakers where they get scuffed and they get colorful?
What the fuck?
What?
Oh, you were on the podcast yesterday.
I saw on TikTok the other day. Jimmy Fallon made these white sneakers.
Yeah.
And as they get scuffed, they start getting colorful. They like start they eat away and there's colors underneath them. That's a cool idea for a shoe.
Who did Jimmy Fallon? Who did Jimmy Fallon steal that idea from?
Because Nike,
no. Are you? Okay, they're Jordans. Okay, Tim was talking about those on the podcast.
Oh, they're Jordans.
Yeah. The Jordans.
Oh.
Those are the ones.
But they're Jimmy Fallon's Jordans.
Tim, get on the shock mic if you're going to talk.
Yeah, I know. This is embarrassing. You know what I mean? This is such
a
snowbike
mic move.
Get
Hulk Hogan a white claw.
I was going to say, Greg, are you on the paywall for that? Because Greg going, now that's a cool shoe.
I'm just saying, I'd go to jimmyfallon.com/shoes if I had the chance. Use the affiliate code Kinda Funny.
That's fair.
We talked about in the podcast recently. There's these really cool Jordans, the New York to Paris's is what they're called, that I got. I'm really excited about them. They scuff up, they get pretty, but they start out pretty. That's my big problem, so I need two pairs. One to keep clean. One to scuff up.
Where does Jimmy Fallon enter the equation?
I don't know where Jimmy Fallon.
I'm going to TikTok. I'm getting a drink going to TikTok. Roger, come take my seat.
Woo! Woo! Roger.
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 Shout out to Shopify. The way that we and Rooster Teeth have powered the Kinda Funny store for years, and we absolutely love it. You can get this shirt there right now. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Start selling with Shopify and join the platform, simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. Shopify has all the sales channels sorted so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. It's how every minute new sellers stores around the world make their first sale with Shopify, and you will too. Shopify makes selling simple, so you can put yourself and your ideas out there. When you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/kfgames, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/kfgames to start selling online today. shopify.com/kfgames. Next up, shout out to Raycon. I'm excited to tell you all about their new Raycon gaming series. The gaming series consists of two staple gaming audio products, the wireless gaming earbuds that are compact, portable, and universal, or the wireless gaming headphones that are comfortable and immersive. The HyperSync low latency technology lets you hear what you see lag-free. That's always great for games. Of course, because no gamer's just a gamer, Raycon's gaming series is just as perfect for music, podcasts, and crystal clear phone calls. Personally, I'm a huge fan of bumping these with a haptic vibration. It's the extra type of way that I like to live. It keeps me extra immersed in all of the sound. As always, you get a 30-day Raycon happiness guarantee with free shipping and returns, no questions asked. They also offer buy now, pay later options. So stay on the winning team and go to buyraycon.com/kinda today to get 15% off your Raycon order. You'll also get $20 off Raycon's gaming earbuds or $10 off their gaming headphones. That's buyraycon.com/kinda to score 15% off and even more savings. buyraycon.com/kinda. Plus, this October, Raycon's got some special pricing up to $20 off. Don't miss out. buyraycon.com/kinda.
Now, Roger.
Hey.
You were here day two in San Francisco? How long have you been here for?
3 days.
3 days. Day three.
3 days.
And you have what I would affectionately refer to as the sort of like deer stuck in the headlights look.
Yeah.
You seem a little overwhelmed. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I mean, it is.
Microphone. Oh. Kevin's going to be yelling at you nonstop. Yeah. No, just like.
Kevin is literally like waving his arms.
You missed the look. I just knew it.
You guys have to train yourselves to look at Kevin now, because earlier he was trying to get a message across and you didn't see the desperation. Well, at one point, he was turning the light on and off repeatedly. Just trying to get your attention.
Hilarious. We do have a god mic. We're ironing out the kinks right now, if people are watching this. We do have speakers around here so Kevin can talk to us and communicate with us. But right now, it is kind of hilarious to look over and see just the chaos in there, but you can't hear anything, so you just see the Tasmanian devil running around in the control room, which is incredible.
Well,
actually, Barrett, can you get a
devil
shot of Kevin in the control room?
Will
so you, people can see that he can see. Yeah, do it with that one. That's a good one right there. Just rotate the camera over to the. Okay, he'll get it with that one. It's just cool to see. We actually put a little window here so we could see Kevin's madness, just in case the speaker went out. It's fun.
Hey Greg.
Hey.
Hey Greg.
Sure.
Jordan this, Jordan that. That was not it. This is GOAT.com, Jimmy Fallon cross mischief, but it's spelled M-S-C-H-F.
Jesus God.
Gob Stomper, all right? Gob Stomper.
Oh, like the candy.
Like the everlasting Gob Stomper. Oh.
That's not good.
So, again, if you were somebody who just bought a Jordan because of Tim Gettys, you got suckered, man. You know what I mean?
It's called GOAT.com?
Yeah, that's what it says. GOAT.com.
I guess they make shoes.
That's terrible. Right. Just, that's I want to come out here and say, we can't like just that. Start talking into mics now.
You don't like
if I'm not aware, because this mic was not hot
if
at that
LeBron
moment.
Got GOAT.com, so, that'd be
Kevin,
one thing.
Just leave Jimmy the mic Collins? Hot all day.
So they, well, because it picks up ambient noise.
Well, if they didn't hear everybody, Tim's on Jordan. Tim's on Jordan Big Dollar. Jordan Big Dollar.
Kevin walks out and goes, we have to make this note that this mic is not on. Let me know.
It is one of those things also that I love that we haven't talked about where the mic positioning is for this mic. It's just a little too far away. It's kind of perfect, right?
All right, real quick, I'm sorry. I don't know when this episode of this kind of funny podcast, over. It's live. Okay. I don't know when this is going to post. Right now at 6:47 on Friday, August 19th, I'm tweeting out the link to this shoe with no context, but you'll understand when you see this.
Go back to that date. Yeah.
I'd love that there's probably one kid who's like, I've been following Greg religiously on Twitter, and I get it. I get the jokes now. Kevin's going to have to learn.
And also, when you go to that link, look underneath your seat. What do you find?
What's happening? What does he want? What does he want?
Kevin wants me to keep talking. Is that right? Oh, because he's testing stuff. He's checking stuff.
Okay, we're testing stuff.
Anyway, so here's what I'm doing, Andy. I'm on the app called Twitter.
Heard of it.
And I'm pasting in right now this link. Goat.com sneakers, Jimmy Fallon X, Mischief Gobstopper, Mischief 009. There's some dashes in there. If you're an audio listener, don't try to memorize that. Again, go to 648.
Be a lot easier just then.
On Friday, August 19th, the tweet is out. All right. Oh, I should have turned off responses. I'm going to delete it because
no,
I don't
can,
want
you
it.
You can turn off responses after.
Hey, you what? Fucking did this thing, yeah, cowboy, and I don't want tweet, that, you know?
Don't you know?
I could have saved myself a lot of hassle if that was true.
Hold on, let me tweet something controversial real quick.
No.
Mr. Hogan, you got any suggestions?
Elliot, brother, I got some words for you to use.
Whoa!
Out of anyone that Greg could have pulled that moment.
Shocking.
Roger, back to you right now. So how are you feeling? You're currently looking for places to live, right? Is this overwhelming for you?
I feel like it would have been overwhelming if I didn't do it in New York, in Brooklyn beforehand.
Right.
Which is, like, even a crazier market right now. But, like, honestly, if anything, like, this is really exciting just because it's, like, I'm here in the studio with you, with y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is, like, I'm able to do it in person. Like, this isn't, like, through Discord.
Yeah.
Like, I can look to y'all and be like, hey, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of scary. And you can be like, hey, yeah, it is.
It
feels
wild.
Good.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Of course. Yeah. We're glad you beat Snowbike Mike down.
Yep.
Of course, we invited Snowbike Mike to come to live here 7 months ago, and he said he'll either do it now or sometime in 2027.
Won't be showing up.
No, Mike won't be showing up. What is the over-under that Mike shows up, like, day one in the studio?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even fucking...
20%.
Not gonna happen.
20%. I've talked about this a lot with
him. The amount of times that I've gone on to stream with him and our other friends will pop into Mike's chat or why chat and be like, I guess Mike's not going to do what we all decided to do tonight, because he said it's like Mike just flakes on everything and you cannot trust
like
him.
Like that. Like
you
that.
You cannot trust him.
Mike has flaked on me after not flaking on me.
Oh.
That's how hard Mike flakes. He'll show up to things. Like, he'll show up to play games with us and go, hey, man, I'm here. I'm like, oh, so we're excited to play some games with you, man. What do you want to play tonight? Mike? Mike, where'd you go? And then JD will be like, he's gone, Nick.
Yeah, no, he's gone. No, it's always, I'm going to go downstairs real quick. I'm going to do the thing. I was like, yep, he's not coming back.
But he leaves himself in the Discord. That's the most annoying thing. He doesn't mute himself or do anything. You don't know if he's gone.
I wanted to make it clear of how much of, like, I love him. He's, like, one of the most shining, like, brightest stars
in our
lives.
No, we're just talking
about
him, of course.
But he's a mess of a person. He's flaked on flights.
So funny.
And he doesn't cancel the flights.
No.
He just doesn't show up.
What?
Tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes, this is a revelation we learned the other day.
Power move.
No, it's
and
not.
I don't.
Fuck the
I haven't been able to look at him. I learned a lot when Kevin, you know, like, now that we can, like, talk a lot about things.
Yeah.
Kevin's been a lot in the studio. That's why I've been running a lot of the Twitch streams lately. And I learned a lot about Mike just running those Twitch streams, and it's very concerning. And I'm surprised that through the months of Kevin running those Twitch streams that he, like, hasn't called someone to be like, we need to train Mike to be an adult, because it scares me that he just bails on flights.
I mean, I don't know why it took you guys this long to realize that, because at one point early on, he described his sleeping routine on a podcast, and I was like, This is a child.
Yeah.
This is a child.
Are you talking about the sleep regime where he has to have a TV on and also have his phone on? Because,
and the lights on.
And the lights on.
What?
Because
and the lights on.
So just in case anything scary attacks him, it'll think he's awake.
He does not sleep in the dark.
No.
Mike.
No way.
With the light.
No.
Here's
no.
the thing about Mike.
He sleeps with ESPN on at full brightness, full volume.
Now, here's the thing.
Can you imagine
Mike
being his neighbor?
How does he have so much energy? That is really impressive.
A lot of
that's honestly kind
of
scary.
Like seven chai tea lattes.
I don't know. But
the fact
when
that, like,
we
you
brought
sleep
up
terribly and wake up with so much energy.
When we brought up the flight thing, he was like, oh, Andy, I've driven to the airport. And just be like, nah, not going.
Like, Mike is the only person in my life that's made me less responsible. Like, I've tried to be his adult, and I'm like, you know what, Mike? Fuck it. I don't want to go on flights either. I don't want to do any of this stuff.
Good points.
It's unbelievable. The amount of times that you think something is going to happen. Again, he was in town a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know he was here. I had no idea. Had no clue.
Wait, he was in town a couple of weeks ago?
He ended up going back home. Yeah, he was a couple weeks ago. And then...
He was standing outside your apartment at one point.
And then... No.
You're joking.
Bless, you need to hear this one. This is something that happened on a stream recently where Mike ends up telling me and Nick that I got some text messages the other day from a number I didn't recognize, but I was just talking to him.
I had this conversation with him.
I decided to just keep on talking to him, and then they invited me out to a place to go, and I was like, yeah, I might go.
So I showed up, and I'm like, Mike,
no,
you won't fucking show up to play a video game, and you're going to a random place with a random stranger. You don't know. He's like, well, I know. It could be fucking Scuba Steve, or it could be, you know, fucking Under the Sink Sam. Like, it could be any of these friends that I have, and it's just like, God.
Downhill Donnie.
Downhill Donnie, who only skates downhill.
I love that you guys are, I think, making these names up. But
no. What is his friend's real name?
Okay, so he's got Pirate Steve.
Yeah.
He's got...
Lucy.
Sad Boy Sean.
He's got Pirate...
Sad Boy Sean.
He's got Pirate Steve. He's got
Earl
Sad Boy Sean.
Earl
the
Squirrel.
Yeah. He's got Drew with a U. And it's because of all of these. It's because of all of these names that we just started bringing up, like, Sunny D. Damien, who always has a little pint of Sunny D on it.
Earl the Squirrel is my favorite one.
Earl the Squirrel.
His fucking life is a cartoon. Like, he's an Adult Swim cartoon.
What is incredible is that, like, there's a lot of reasons why coming back to the studio is going to be exciting for both us and the audience. One of the reasons is that we're going to be in a studio post-hiring Snowbike Mike, and that's going to bring an entire
different
energy and everything to what the studio experience is going to be.
I fear for all of you, because it could go either one or two ways. Either one, he's amazing and he's great. Two, he's the one really annoying office person. You know, every office has one where you're like, God damn, I wish.
No,
Kevin's been here for a while.
I think he's going to be a little more careful and kind of worried about fucking stuff up. Yeah. So I don't think he's going to be that.
Mike will not be. Mike's going to bring Andrew. That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is we just lose Mike. So we're going to have to put a chip in him or something, like you do dogs. Because I'm really worried that he's going to miss Tahoe and then just go back up there and not, but like be embarrassed by it and just not tell us.
Yeah. I loved.
He accidentally moved to San Jose.
He moved to the wrong place.
The funniest thing is, like, we're all used to Mike flaking and just doing random ass things, right? We're just used to it. Everybody, Lucy James, everybody.
Lucy James, everybody.
We're so used to Mike just kind of doing random things that it's kind of just become second nature to us. But when Kevin started experiencing it firsthand is when Mike had come down last July when we had that big sort of meetup, or maybe it was Achievement Hunter Live. That's when it was. And Kevin is expecting Mike to wait for him so they could all leave the apartment together and go get food. But Mike decided not to do that and left without Kevin and Ubered over to the place without Kevin. And to Mike, that's a normal interaction, just not doing something without somebody, doing something without somebody knowing. And to us, we expect that. But Kev is like, Andy, or he was like, Mike, you can't do that, dude. You've got to let me know. You left my apartment, or you left my house without letting me know. So it's interesting watching people who aren't around Mike 24/7 like we are in that Discord to finally experience
who he is
firsthand. It's going to be an
Mike is a cat.
Yeah,
Mike is a cat.
Who pays bills?
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah,
somehow.
Jesus.
Because like, cats will do stuff like that. Where just like, I'm just gonna go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
My favorite one of that is when we were at, I believe it was at a diner after I think it was a comedy show. And then I think he was a little bit stoned.
he was very stoned.
Yeah. And I left, and I was like, hey, do you want to, like, come with me in this Uber? And he's like, oh, no, I'm fine. And then I learned the next day that he left 2 minutes afterwards.
Of course.
He accidentally pressed the IGN studios. So he went to, like, the IGN. That was the last time he was in San Francisco for, like, an IGN thing. Yeah, yeah. So he ended up outside of IGN. And then he walked outside. He was like, huh, this is the wrong place. And he's like, hey, can we do another Uber?
Oh, my God.
He is just
he's a cartoon character.
It's infuriating to it. And everybody here at this table will understand this because everybody has played Elden Ring. He's an absolute nightmare to play Elden Ring. I don't know why I put myself through it. And I think it's because I enjoy the laughter and I enjoy getting mad at him. But yesterday's stream starts and Mike is notorious for never leveling up. And he has lost 2 million runes on him because he just likes carrying them around. So yesterday's stream starts. And I hear him going, oh, I'm popping a bunch of runes, And I was like, are you going to fucking level up right now? Oh, my God. And he goes, no, you got to play with Risk. You got to have a bunch of runes on you to play with Risk. I'm like, I hate you.
Are you telling me, Andy, that you're surprised that Mike is bad with money?
And not surprising. But the thing is, he likes playing Elden Ring with a lot of runes because otherwise, what's the point? It's not exciting. There's no risk involved. Yeah, you have to have the threat of losing a lot of money, you know, and he loves that factor. And I'm just like, God, you're infuriating. And the whole time we're dying to bosses and it's like, why? And chat's like, Andy, we've been watching his stream. He hasn't leveled up since the first whatever zone. I'm like, why haven't you leveled up that staff? Who levels up the staff? The fucking blacksmith. But it's fucking made out of wood. Why was the blacksmith going to work on wood?
Listen, he's making some good points there. Come on.
It's Mike is a he's a cartoon character. He's his own entity. And like,
and I love him.
Yep. Yeah, you got to love him.
Wonderful human.
But also it's like, how have you made it this far? You know? God. Lucy James.
Hi.
First of all, the haircut.
Thank you.
Killing it. I know I've said this multiple times, but like, you know, it's a great haircut. Second of all, you're at the studio. You're at the new studio. What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, hang on. I
can't believe a tenured video producer and presenter had to be told to speak into the mic.
Well, I'm a very quiet person.
You are.
Oh, I also have a really long neck, so yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There it is.
Scoot in if you want to.
There it is.
Thanks.
Ooh. Crushing it.
Killed it.
Nailed it. When Tam and I arrived, Greg was giving a very heartfelt speech, and we arrived at possibly the worst time that we could have. So there is a moment that you might hear me in the back of this lovely speech going, what the fuck? This place is so cool. It's amazing. And like, even coming to the studio part and seeing the wall for the first time, it's unreal. And then, yeah, we did watch the Top Gun Maverick trailer about five times on it, but honestly, worth it. It's incredible.
How good did Miles Teller's abs look on there?
I mean, there was a moment where we were all stood there doing the shimmy.
Yeah, the little shimmy.
And it looked great. Mm-hmm. Oiled, glistened, perfection. Yeah. But no, it's a beautiful space. And like, just the open floor kind of working area, the stream room thing.
The stream room is sick.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm jealous that like, you know, I'm not even jealous because I'm gonna use the stream room.
But you work here. We're jealous of you.
Yeah, yeah. This is your workplace.
But like the streamers at KF, I feel like are usually like Mike, Andy, Nick, and then like me, Greg, and Tim. I think will come through periodically in the rest of the team. But seeing the stream room in real life, I'm like, damn, I gotta figure out a way to get on the stream team, right? I gotta stream some more because this is incredible.
That stream room is so interesting because like it was the one when they pitched it to me, I was like, this is not gonna work. There's no way this is gonna work. Like we're so close to each other, we have four computers, they killed it. Like I was like, being able to sit in those and just talk and be like, oh shit, no one can actually hear me right next to me. Holy shit, really, like,
that's the thing about this whole place is like, no, it's hard for you to tell unless you're actually in here, but like it's really intelligently built. Yeah.
I'm not cold. Dude,
I'm so cold in here.
I'm all right.
Great.
Yeah. It's awesome.
But I also I get cold easy.
But yeah, it's like really
Kevin's really hot right now. He's sweating.
Kevin's sweating right now.
He has the door open. Yeah. Right now.
I mean the room is red from over here, so like we can't tell if that's light.
Yeah, it looks like Kevin's sitting in hellfire right now.
We haven't figured out the AC really in the director's room. Everywhere else is fine, but like we really gotta figure it out in there because
that way Kevin has
my little
off
boy is really sweaty in there, and so is Cool Greg.
We
cool
probably
Greg
cut off like a towel around his shoulders.
Directed.
He's not doing that. It's just figuring out like the ventilation system and stuff like that.
Help is what he's saying. Help.
But yeah, the whole place is like really intelligently designed and built, which is a testament to like Kevin and you know everyone else that Tim and Greg and everyone, all you guys, kind of like the planning that has gone into this is like insane. Because every time I would turn to Tim and I was like, Tim, you could do this in here, and he's like, yep, that's what that is.
Dude,
that's how he's like, oh, Tim, you can also do this. And he's like, yep, that's what that area is for. I'm like, everything that I could come up with conceivably, he was like, yeah, this is what we created it for, this area. So
foot
like,
races. Like, foot races. That's what
and he was like, I'm going to challenge a lot of people. Before, At one point, he was like, at one point, Tim literally said we could put a wrestling ring there. And I was like, You definitely could.
Yeah, there you go.
And here it is.
And then he just took his shirt off and was like, let's go.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a dope studio space. Is I had the exact same thing where I walk in, I turn to Roger, and I'm like, yo, we can do this for the Blessing Show. And Roger's like, yeah. I'm like, we can do this for this show. And he's like, dude, yeah, we can do this, this, and this. And I'm like, yo, we can put this thing on this one panel, put this thing on this one panel, and then like zoom in and do a fade transition to a Discord call if you wanted to. I'm like thinking of so many ideas. Mm. And for me, that's one of the magical things about the studio, the fact that it is inspiring so much creativity, I think, in all of us already. And like to the point you made earlier, Tam, about, you know, the chemistry that we already have sitting here and doing this and doing the KF podcast and talking back and forth to each other. For me, I think one of the special things about being in the studio is that this is, it's kind of funny after hiring Snow Mike Mike, right? It's kind of funny after hiring Roger Picorni. It's kind of funny also after 2.5 years of not just being at home, but also I think growing while at home and having like having pent up energy, but also having the learnings of, okay, like we have to adapt, right? Like how do we have a conversation on a Discord call? How do we like raise hands to let people know like we're going next, right? And I think even though a lot of those were, I'd say like hindrances to podcasting freely and being comfortable and all that stuff, I do think that those are also, those have been also learning experiences to be able to converse better and drive conversation better and get better at podcasting. But also on top of that, right, we've also had the growth of, you know, having Tam be on the Metal Gear Solid streams, right? And like Tamor is a part of Kind of Funny, right? Lucy is a part of the Kind of Funny family, right? Like there are so many people now that have come through the Kind of Funny world and have joined the Kind of Funny family, even within the last 2.5 years of working from home. And now we're in a studio and we are this leveled up version of versions of ourselves. And that's going to continue. I think that right there is super special.
Yeah. There's a new X factor in the Kind of Funny kind of the dynamic between you and the studio is definitely going to elevate that. And speaking of X factors, Greg Miller.
Woo!
I thought I was going to make an X-Cast reference.
I don't know what you had.
I was like, Mike,
Mike Groban, everybody.
Ready to go.
No. We said X-Factor, not wild card.
What's up with the basketball court? I didn't see anything set up out there.
Well, I mean, you keep talking about how we could race around this place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, racing is a basketball.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, maybe you should pick your battles. You know, don't look past one. Tortoise in the hair kind of situation.
I guess we could also just foot race in the sidewalk, like,
I don't like that I'm excluded from the foot race conversations. Because, like, I feel like I'm dusting both. I'm definitely dusting Greg. Andy,
well,
I think
I'm faster than Andy. So, like, before you get going, like, you're dusting me.
I think there's a good chance I dust Andy. I think the only person at this company that's beating me in a foot race
cool
is Cool Greg.
Yeah.
And that's because he's got them long legs. Yeah. And also, he runs marathons.
Yeah. No, 100%. There's that. Yeah, 100%. But, again, there's nobody in the games industry who can shoot a basketball more wet than me. All
that's
right?
Fair.
Ew. Is that even good? I don't even know if it's good.
Well, this is a family show. This is a family show.
There is no jump shot more wetty than mine, man. I am splashing it all over the place. And like
he sits on the left and he's
now
like, look at how he's changed. I don't like the way you're talking.
Wesley just had this beautiful speech about how we've matured. Andy's over here talking about vagina balls thinking he can get away with it. You know what I mean?
Look, because here's the thing. I mean, I love that. Our friend Sean Boland from Hang Time was
never
like, I can set up this course for you all because I think I'm the most well-versed athlete in the whole game.
Sean Boland?
Sean Boland wants to set up like a triathlon sort of thing where he's
You've
like.
You've seen him. This guy's fat too.
He's like,
dude.
Oh, no, no. He doesn't want to compete.
All these fucking gamers think they're athletic.
No, no, no. He doesn't want to compete. He wants to set it up for us. Like, he wants to build out this course for us where. It's like, all right, here's football targets. Here's basketball. We're fielding ground balls. We're doing batting cage. Like, we're doing all of the sports stuff.
Get archery in there just for me, all right?
Don't worry about it.
Are you an archer?
Are you good with the bows and arrows?
For like 3 days in PE. I remember it all.
Kevin Coelho took archery for way too long, and
that's
he got
right.
super into
no
it.
No way.
Wow. Super into it.
Did you have, like, the wrist guard thing and all that jazz? No, he shakes his head. No, he's got really strong wrists. Okay.
He's got strong forearms.
Yeah, damn. Okay, he's got that calloused wrist.
Yo, give me an ice rink. Give me some ice skates, so I'm toasting y'all.
Really?
I mean, no.
I was going to say.
I mean, I did take ice skating in college, but like, I'm not.
Now, for the record, Kevin Coelho pointing at himself, and you might say, oh, yeah, right. I've gone ice skating with Kevin Coelho.
He's great.
Great.
Really?
Great.
Can you skate backwards?
Yeah. Oh, he can skate backwards. Are you kidding me?
That's the one thing I still can't do.
I used to rollerblade backwards quite often because back in the day, I mean, obviously, I grew up on Airborne and I grew up on Brink. And that is like you were rollerblading. You were blading as a kid. And there was like empty lots that we would go and just jump over stuff. We weren't grinding on stuff because I didn't really know how to do that. But like we were skating. We were blading.
In the RGV, when you'd go to the roller rink, would they ban rollerblades?
No, hell no.
That was a big thing for me growing up. Now, granted, I'm older than everybody. And it was that thing of, like, bringing rollerblades to the roller rink. It was a big deal.
That's when they had just made them?
They had – yeah, exactly. These are the prototypes.
These are too dangerous.
It was like in Back to the Future when Marty McFly, like, invented the skateboard by ripping that thing off. It was the exact same. But, like, we had to take electrical tape and put them over the screws on the rollerblades because they were convinced they were ruining
the floor.
They still wouldn't allow
it. No, we drank pickle shots at our skating rink. Yeah.
God, yeah, okay. Pickle shots.
Sometimes
pickle juice shots, yeah.
So
is it
been,
just
I've
pickle juice or is there,
years.
Like, vodka in there?
Oh, yeah.
Just pickle juice.
Oh, okay.
No, we were like 4 years.
Oh, sorry.
What's up, Luce?
No, I've been here for 4 years.
And I thought the divide between British and America was done. And now I feel that divide so strongly. What schools were you all going to that you did ice skating, you go to roller rinks, you did archery?
University.
What?
Yeah, I needed like a few more credits, and like, you know, I didn't need any. What, I think the average class would be like 3 credits. I needed 1.5 credits.
I took golf in college.
Yeah, I was gonna say for
you took golf,
rollerblading,
oh, so cool.
Roller skating, rollerblading. That's all grade school, Tam. Junior high.
Tam, what? this is
high
state,
school was
art, right? This yeah. is
I
not a thing
do
in
that.
The UK.
I didn't
just freaking out.
I gotta
get in here real quick. I took a class called Leisure and Recreation.
That's not
hell
real.
Yeah.
Here, I can. I,
you just went for walks.
Okay. Let me tell you, I did a class in college called World Food and You. And I was so excited to learn these recipes and learn how to cook. And it was very much about the world food supply chain.
Get out of here.
Still an easy A, it turned out. Check it out.
Yeah. My
favorite
class.
To a school where they introduced baseball. There were roughly 400 people in the school, 400 kids. They had one baseball bat.
Joey Noel.
Joey.
Joey Noel.
Joey.
Christmas in August.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, awesome. Oh, you're indulging in the Truly lemonades.
Yeah, because the White Claws are gone, so this is my only option.
And also the Truly lemonades are better.
How many are left?
Tim, can I try one of the Truly lemonades?
Oh, yeah.
I
bought those.
I mean, a door full. I didn't really like count necessarily.
Isn't that like a piece of a dolphin?
A door full. Oh my god.
Maybe.
Nice job. You are anchoring the well. You are anchoring well
good.
Today. I want you to know.
Pretty fucking good at this.
Nick would have just been on his phone. He would have been completely checked out of this entire conversation.
I like Andy's left guy or right guy.
Mm-hmm. Left.
Right guy on the monitor.
Because it's my stream angle. It's the angle I'm more comfortable with, but here's the thing.
You
I broke my nose as in no. elementary school, and from this angle, I've never liked it. This
looks
angle,
great.
I like it more.
Mm. I feel like having a side is like a thing in pictures,
yeah.
at least
yeah.
for women, or at least for my friends.
That sounds sexist, but I definitely have heard many women who have been like, I have a good side and a bad side.
Dude, I'm so happy that the Truly lemonades are taking off.
I have never had
it's my first time.
What kind did you get?
First time too?
I got the mango.
I got
watermelon.
Watermelon.
Ooh, watermelon.
Yeah. Lucy, 3, 2, 1.
Listen, the world made fun of me when I bought these Truly lemonades. They're like.
No one made fun of me.
Everybody made fun of me. I think Kevin
made
fun of me. Kevin made fun of me. Yeah, Kevin. Yeah, okay, I got that right.
Can I smell it?
No.
The Truly lemonades are off the chain.
You've
people
been
are under
watermelon
Truly.
Pick with your cocktail.
Oh,
today,
yeah.
Now, Luce.
Nick got me a cocktail earlier.
You were talking earlier here about like your school had no sports, no fun, no nothing. Right?
No, I did hockey, netball, and
netball.
Yeah.
Is that like a weird way
like
of saying
hockey
like
or ice hockey?
Basketball? Field. Is that a British thing?
Netball is basketball if you play it wrong.
Okay.
Like you, if you catch the ball, you. I don't know why I've gone really British. I don't know. If you catch the ball, you plant your foot and then you can only pivot with your other foot, like you can't move the. And then it's sort of similar to netball to basketball.
It's like a like ultimate frisbee a little bit. I mean, you can take like 2 steps and ultimately.
Well, I mean, in basketball, if you pick up your dribble, right?
Yeah, that's right.
To carry, yeah, to travel.
Let me tell Nick I did this. Let me tell Nick I did this.
I mean, Ben dribbled on it earlier, and yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is that if there was a fucking cross games, sports whole thing, like you're putting Andy number one in most of these events.
I agree.
I know. Yeah.
Are there established events yet?
I know Cool Greg is way more athletic than me. Cool Greg is way more in shape than me. The dude's a machine right now.
But, like,
right?
Do we count Cool Greg? Because, like, he's not. He's,
oh, no. We
he's
count
in kind
here
of.
Comes
of
here comes King,
no, Cool
Greg's
like,
our ring.
When you say Sean Bolin talking about, like, games industry, right? Like, you know, like. Cool
like
Greg isn't.
Front facing.
Are we talking about front people who review games? Because, like. I don't know, Cool Greg. I don't know if he cares about the next God of War Ragnarok.
Okay, but if one of the competitions,
no, remember you played that Zorro game we wanted.
Which one was the Zorro game?
Zorro game.
Yeah, Zorro.
For PS, I love you. We got him a code. I never
the
heard
number one Simpsons and Run fan. You're gonna try and talk disrespect
no, that's
on his
point.
Name.
That's a good point.
Come on.
If one of the competitions is long distance running,
Cool Greg.
Yeah.
Like nobody's beaten.
Sure.
Cool
and
Greg.
if it's a speed run, me.
Well,
if it's a speed run between us, me.
In America,
I've.
So I'm getting a phone
it's
call.
It's on video of me being here.
But this is in America.
And yep, that's how we ended it. Just fucking, douche. You know what I mean? We've been drinking. We have been having fun. We said that's enough for the podcast. Oh, sorry. If you're an audio listener, hey, it's Greg. You're back on the, it's October again. You're here for the October thing. So we ended it abruptly there. But that was it. That was the Kind of Funny podcast we did here. It's a little special time capsule of everybody's first impressions of the studio, which is fantastic and amazing. And we're so happy to be here. And we can't thank you enough for all your support, not only during the 24-hour live stream for the Spare Bedroom, which of course is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You can go watch it all in two giant 12-hour parts. But of course, for all the support over the last 7.5 years that have led to the Spare Bedroom. So, on behalf of everybody here at Kind of Funny, it's been our pleasure to serve you.